And I have a bunch of prizes to give away. So, obviously, our mantra for the day is...
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Down 3-1.
Yeah!
I have an opportunity for you. The next time that plays, Jake will drop it in sometime between now and 10. When he does, be caller number...
720?
720?
No.
All right, caller one then. First caller, after you hear the, so you're saying there's a chance line before 10 o'clock, and we've got a bunch of prizes to give away to you then. David Hochberg's here. Did you come over to fire Ross since he came here instead of your office?
No, today? I just want to know who gave him permission to take the day off to screw off this morning over here.
So you heard him talking on the air, and you said, wait, he works for me now.
Yeah, I thought so. Obviously not.
How'd his first month go?
So far, so good. I mean, he it came close. I told him, you know, he had a couple of smart-ass comments, as you could only imagine.
And, well, you think he got them from me? Well, he works for you now.
And I said, you know, you better be careful. That key card might not get you in the door in the morning. Snapped him right back in line.
So you're teaching him all of the machinations, the ups and downs of the loan business, but at Pearl Mortgage, mostly ups?
Yeah, well, I'm just teaching about life and about being successful and what it takes to work in the real world. I heard you guys talking about that earlier, you know, because this is kind of make-believe in here. And
you've become a father figure?
Yes. Well, I told you earlier, I think it was Tuesday. It's a little odd. You know, he's like, he calls me Hochberg like you do, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
When everybody that's been.
You think it's weird that I call you Hochberg?
No, it's an endearing term, you know, with you. But, you know, with people that report to me in Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage start calling me Hochberg. I'm like, dude, you know, you got to. Let's.
There are other people that work here. You have to call me Mr. Hochberg once in a while.
No, you know, Dave, hey, you. You know, it's like, hey, Hochberg, I got this verification for you. I'm like, well, that's great. Yeah, people been with me 16 years haven't called me Hochberg. I'm like, all right, way to go there, Spartacus.
Didn't I raise him well?
Oh, did great job.
Yeah. Yeah,
apple didn't fall far from the flipping tree. It's a crooked tree, but it's a great tree.
Now, Ross, what if in the first month have you enjoyed the experience? And keep in mind, you are under oath.
I absolutely have. It's the part of your brain that, you know, you exercise when you're like trying to learn a foreign language.
Uh-huh.
That part of my brain has been active for the past month, going from radio to the mortgage industry,
as opposed to the carnival part of your brain, which was active when you were working for me.
But the person who sits next to me is a former kindergarten teacher. Which could not have worked. Which could not have worked out better.
Hold on
because
a second. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You taught kindergarten?
No. I skipped it because I was so advanced. But
Taylor is another opener who sits next to me. Who she does my same position.
Okay. I thought you meant he taught kindergarten.
No.
Me? What are you crying? Can you see me teaching kindergarten?
Crying, running for
help. Take a nap already.
Lay down
on the mat.
Why is the man yelling about my coloring?
Shut up and put your jacket on. Flip it over your head. My God. How many times have we got to teach you 4-year-old how to put a jacket on?
So you work with a former kindergarten teacher.
I work with a former kindergarten teacher, which was perfect because she was patient. As she taught me things, she patted me on the head.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of free snacks, so it was great. But everyone there has been extremely helpful and to the point where I feel bad for how little I know because I know that my asking as many questions as I'm asking, trying to learn the business, trying to learn the sense of things, that they have 100 emails from Hochberg to get to as soon as I'm done asking questions.
But here's the thing. Look, Ross can't hear us now.
No. Ross who?
When he left here, he was a really smart kid, had a lot going for him, and there was nothing but upside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of what he's saying, I assume he's doing fine.
He's doing a good job.
He's doing a good job.
And everybody likes him.
Yeah, well, he's not. It's hard not to like.
Well,
he's
I know. And you know
he's
what?
He's not like me.
He gets there on time.
Yeah.
He asks a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And he doesn't smell.
But
so
you want...
Those are three qualities. It's a good start to the day.
You want people to ask questions.
Oh, I told him, ask tons of questions. Because
you're in a business where not asking questions could end up cause big problems.
Costs a lot of money to somebody like me. Yeah. So... You know, every Friday, I tell Ross.
Do you think I'd be a good employee for you?
Depends what type of employee that would be. we would have a very, very limited job responsibility sheet for you with not a whole lot of complicated things. Pushing buttons, we don't know what you would push them for, but it'd be great. But just talking into
I'm really good with detail.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. You've proven that. There's no question. And hitting time. Getting to breaks and reading things. You're a master. It's wonderful.
Pearl Mortgage is where these two work, and John DeCoste has been collaborating with them on a song Now, you know John's record with songs.
Oh, he's sitting out of the ballpark, batting 1,000.
So apparently there's a surprise song about Ross's one-month anniversary at work and leaving the show. Anyway, we'll get to that coming up before 10 o'clock. Let's take a break, come back, get your big story next on 720 WGN. Yeah, you guys, do we have a winner in our contest?
We do. It's Mark Mulrow.
Mark what?
Mulrow.
Oh, Mulrow.
Yeah.
Thought maybe you were having a dental incident. Mark gets everything on the prize list. You want to tell him? You want me to tell him?
He's going
to
get a pair of tickets to see the hit Rodgers and Hammerstein Broadway musical, The King and I, playing at the Lyric Opera from April 29th through May 22nd and featuring well-known tunes like Something Wonderful and Getting to Know You. Get tickets at lyricopera.org. He's also getting a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is a home for Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations and order online at loumalnati's.com. Also, Smack Shack dropped off some guacamole with crab on it, so thanks to them.
Smack Shack?
Yep.
Okay, where are
they? You may have
seen
them in Diners, Drivers, and Dives. They're opening in the West Loop. So, Andrea.
Ooh, let's go, Mayor.
Yeah, we're on it.
Smack
we
Shack.
Are on it.
Over by you?
No,
over by there?
We're going to go on a restaurant tour and hit all like the trendy, cool places.
Excellent. Yes. And then we'll go to Shred so we can work off what we ate.
Yeah, and we need your credit card, by the way.
That'd be fantastic. If you two want to have this conversation off the air, that'd even be even better. The ChevyDriveChicago.com people are giving you the WGN Radio Stainless Steel Travel Mug along with a bag of Papa Nicholas coffee, courtesy of your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers, to all winners. And remember, if you'd like to know what Mary and Andrea are doing when they're not here, just keep the show on. They'll tell you. All right, so John DeCoss is here. David Hochberg is here. Ross Cochran is here. Ross, you left the show a month ago.
I did.
To go into the wild and wacky world of business.
The zany world of the mortgage industry.
All right, and John, you were tasked with the idea of coming up with a song, I'm told.
Right, right. And actually, this is the first time in 3 years ever that I've written a song that somebody else has recorded.
And that made you really uncomfortable?
No, actually, it was the most fun I've ever had.
Now, Hochberg, you're not a singer.
Well, I am, but not a very good singer.
Okay. So you're a singer in a shower?
Yeah.
Singer at holiday events?
When I have enough alcohol in me, yes.
Okay. And, John, you were telling me that when you were with Mr. Hochberg that he was as nervous as anyone could ever have been at any time about anything ever.
His confidence level is tremendous, except for that one day that we were in there, and I could not stop laughing.
Because
he was sweating profusely.
Albert Brooks,
that's what guys do to other guys. You just laugh. Yeah. Now, the song that you wrote, this is news to me.
Yes.
The song that you wrote has outtakes of the first few
well,
hours.
The outtakes will come out after.
Do you want to do that after?
Let's do the song first, yes.
And does this need a setup? What does it need?
The setup is it just explains what has happened over the last month.
Since Ross left.
How things have changed, yes.
Why Ross left, since he left.
Correct.
Roll it.
A short time ago, not too long, just a while, talking up Pearl Mortgage 720 on the dial. And I've seen Ross grow from a boy to a man. I told him I could pay him more than radio can. He said, up to now, Gianna Pops have been my whole life. I need to talk to Lauren, get permission from my wife. I really need to ask my wife. I took Ross Cochran from the Cochran Show. Brand new baby Abby means needs a lot of dough. He said I'm like the shining knights or Galahad. I just want to call you daddy. I really want to call you dad. And as we closed the refi, it occurred to me, Ross was just like me. My son was just like me. I took Ross Cochran from the Cochran Show. I'm teaching everything to him from everything I know. And the really great part that makes Steve so mad, Abby calls me her granddad.
Oh, now wait a minute. I'm drawing a line there.
Goo gaga, goo goo gaga, goo gaga.
Wow. Well, I hope you enjoyed your last appearance on the show.
It was fantastic.
Wow. Wow.
I just read what was put in front of me. Or sang.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't know.
You sold it pretty well. Son, we're going to need to talk after 10.
Yeah, I bet.
That's funny.
Remember, he still very funny. Owned your granddaughter.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking the millions of dollars David has saved people over the years culminated into that song.
Really?
Yeah. The peak in the valley of my career right there.
Worked out really well.
High and the low.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you had a nice run.
Better kiss up to Ro now, right?
Yeah, good luck. Your run should be great today. We'll be back. Happy anniversary, Ross.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so you say. We'll come back with Bill and Wendy next at 720 WGN.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was
just going to rub it in, huh? That's it? Just going to rub it in?
He'd say, I'm going to be.
Give me. We don't have time to hit all the outtakes. You got something you can play for me? You got any outtakes? Give me a little bit of the outtakes. That's great. So far, it still sounds like Harry Chapin to me. By the way, we were going to do a Hawkopedia, Dave, but it looks like we're going to run out of time. What would the Hawkopedia have been about today?
Well, it would have been a blooper. Oh, Wendy, you want me to
do it on our show?
Okay, I'll do it on their show.
What would it have been about if we had time on this show?
Well, you can't know. You'll have to listen. Neener, neener, neener.
I didn't say that.
All right, neener, 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 and his Hawkopedia coming up. You ready for a couple outtakes? Yeah, why not rub the salt in the wound a little deeper? Give me a few of the outtakes.
I need to talk to Lauren. Get permission from my wife. I really need to ask my wife. That sucked. She said, up to now, GN and Pops have been my whole life. I need to. That sucked. Okay. He said, up to now, do you. I talk raw. Okay. Ross was just like me. I took Ross Cochran.
This is why he's a mortgage guy. David Hochberg.
That's fantastic.
He'll entertain you and he'll give you the best mortgage advice ever. 312-751-1333.